They'd be delighted if you bought one of their new Martin guitars, or a banjo, maybe a Deering banjo, or mandolin, or an entry-level fiddle, whatever you want to buy. Shearer's Music Works. I'm delighted that they're sponsoring Back Butch Bluegrass. Let's hear some classic bluegrass now from J.D. Crowe. This is an album that was first recorded and released in 1971, way back in my day, and it was originally released as Rambling Boy, then it was later released as Blackjack, named after one of the instrumentals. We're going to hear two songs, Blackjack, which is an instrumental by J.D. Crowe, and then the song Rambling Boy, and his band was called the Kentucky Mountain Boys in those days, and it features some musicians who are just superb. J.D. Crowe on banjo, baritone and occasional lead vocal. Doyle Lawson on guitar and lead and tenor vocals. Larry Rice on mandolin and lead and baritone vocals. And Bobby Sloan on bass. What a great group. Here they are, Blackjack and then Rambling Boy.
jungle camp. The weather, it was cold and damp. He got the chills and he got them bad. They took the only pal I had. He's left me here to ramble on. My rambling pal, he's dead and gone. If when we die, we go somewhere, I'll bet you a dollar he's rambling there.
Oh, that was J.D. Crowe playing banjo and Larry Rice on mandolin and playing singing lead, Doyle Lawson on guitar, singing tenor, Bobby Sloan on bass from the 1971 album that was called Rambling Boy, and then it was later released as Blackjack. Oh, we're going to get over to California again and hear from Laurie Lewis, always one of my favourites. And here she is doing a song called Old Ten Brook. And we all know the story of Molly and Ten Brooks, which Bill Monroe did. And Laurie notes that Bill Monroe had a big hit with Molly and Ten Brooks, but that was his version of an old folk song recounting the match race between California's undefeated horse, Molly McCarty, and Kentucky's champion, Ten Brook, on July the 4th, 1878. Well, that's an old story, isn't it? Laurie says she fell in love with the chorus of Cousin Emmy's version, which was taken from the Carver Boys' 1929 recording, and she reworked it with additional lyrics collected by Mike Seeger. So it's a very complicated process to get to this song. Laurie's doing the vocal and guitar. Tom Rosen is doing harmony, vocal and mandolin. Chad Manning on fiddle, Patrick Sauber on banjo, and Todd Phillips on bass. And this is closer to the folk song version than Monroe's version, but it's still a great song, and I hope you enjoy it.
Denver.
that's the alternative version of the story of Molly, and Tim Brooks said about Molly, the racehorse at the end, just ran a heart out, eh, against big old Ted Brook. Oh, it's a great story. I love songs that are written about something that actually happened. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenrith, raving on about the different aspects of bluegrass music. Big shout out to all the people listening on different podcasts, maybe Podbean or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Free FM, direct from the station. In fact, they keep a back catalogue of several shows, lots of shows, and you can listen to a Back Porch Bluegrass session almost any time. They're all different. I work on the theory that you don't really know what's coming next, and I hope that works for you. Couple of events around. Music scene's pretty quiet in New Zealand, unless you're a pop person and you go to some of the pop festivals that they have around. But on the 9th, this Friday night, Morrinsville Country Music Club is having a sort of open mic night. It's a much more casual concert. The January concerts are always good fun. Rotary Community Hall in Canada Street, Morrinsville, starts at 7:30. And if you like live music and you like country music, you're sure to like the combination you'll find at Morrinsville Country Music Club. So you could go there. There's going to be a big opening of a new theatre in Hamilton in about the third week of January, and I get to play at that with my son Jeremy on guitar, his wife Victoria on fiddle, and my son Tim on bass. We're part of a huge musical production that's been written especially for the opening of the new theatre, and that's going to be a real thrill. But I don't know if there's public seats or anything available to that. I'm not quite sure what the story is about the ticketing for that. Then later on this month, I get to play at Festival One, which is a Christian youth festival, on the last week end of January, and the Trenriths, me and my boys, always play at that. We've got a couple of gigs at that on two nights, and my boys play in several bands, and they're busy the whole weekend, but it's neat just getting to play some music with them and still being able to pick some banjo at my age. Anyway, I don't know how you celebrated your New Year's Eve, but the next song is the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band telling you a typical backcountry party down the hall on a Saturday night. We used to do this sort of thing at our concerts as a variation from the bluegrass music, and this was recorded live at the Wynyard Tavern in 1970, and we had a lot of fun doing it, as you can imagine, and I think you'll enjoy hearing our version of Down at the Hall on Saturday night.
People often complain that we never do anything to do with New Zealand folk music at all. We like to rectify the situation by doing an indigenous New Zealand folk song in a true bluegrass style. And we're going to start it off like this. That characterises it straight away. I got a new brown sports coat. I got a new pair of grey strides. I got a real Kiwi haircut. A bit off the top and short back and side. As soon as I tied up me curry, as soon as I swept down the yard, as soon as I posed down me gum boots, I'll be living it high and I'll be living it hard. Gonna hop onto the tractor, gonna belt it on out of the gate. There's a hop down at the hall tonight, and she starts sharp somewhere about half past eight. We got the teacher to belt the piano. We got Joe from the store on drums. We're as slick as the orange in Auckland for hooping things up and making them hum. See the Sheilas cutting the supper. See the kids sliding over the floor. See the great big bunch of jokers hanging round the door. A shatish with the tart from the butchers. I had a waltz with the constable's wife. I had a beer from the keg on the cream truck. The cop had one too, you can bet your sweet life. Oh, it's great being out with the jokers, when the jokers are sparkling and bright. And it's great giving cheek to the Sheilas, down the hall on Saturday
Oh, that was a lot of fun to record, as you can hear from the reaction. Audience thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a very small venue. We were packed in. We had people sitting just about at our feet. And poor John Raffel, who was doing the sound mixing, we crossed over mics quite often and sort of went from one side of the stereo to another. But that's Down the Hall on a Saturday Night, written by Peter Cape, who captured lots of New Zealand activities in his early days as a songwriter in the 1950s and 60s in particular. I hope you enjoyed that. Let's have a little bit of bluegrass music again now. We'll get back to the Mercury recordings of Flat and Scruggs. And this is a classic jam session song, My Little Girl in Tennessee. This is from their 1949 recording, recorded in Cincinnati. Lester Flatt on guitar, lead vocals, Earl Scruggs on banjo, Benny Sims on fiddle, and Curly Sackler on mandolin and the tenor voice, and Howard Watts again on bass. Classic bluegrass, folks.
A little girl of mine, Tennessee, I know she waiting there for me. Someday I'll settle down in a little country town. But that little girl of mine in Tennessee. Sorry, dear, I know, for the way that you're treating me. So I ramble all around, and nothing could be found to take place of her in Tennessee. Oh, little girl of mine, Tennessee, I know she's waiting up for me. Someday I'll settle down in that little country town for that little girl of mine, Tennessee. Cabin shack. Little girl, it's waiting there for me. I can see her smiley face waiting for me at the gate. Oh, that little girl of mine in Tennessee.
Oh, little girl of mine in Tennessee.
Back in 1949, they had no idea that there'd still be people playing that song 70 years later and just thoroughly enjoying it as much as they probably enjoyed doing it too. They really set the style of bluegrass music as much as Bill Monroe did really in his early days. Those early days, it was still country music, but with a what became a bluegrass twist to it, and Flat and Scruggs were absolute masters of it. Well, in my trips up to California, particularly to the Grass Valley festivals, but just to catch the music over there, I found a band called John Rochman and the Jaybirds from Vancouver, British Columbia, in Canada, and I thoroughly enjoyed their music. And they have some excellent albums out. This one I've got in my fingers is called The Road West. And in fact, that's one of the songs I'm going to play for you. I'm going to play two songs. Traveling the Road West, which was written by Jim Nunley, the guitarist for the band. The tenor is done by Tricia Gagnon. Baritone is John Rochman. The fiddle is Greg Spatz. And Nick Hornbuckle plays the banjo. Jim tells us this song was inspired by his reading of Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath, as well as some of his own Dust Bowl family history. It came to him in a rush mid-flight between Vancouver and Dawson Creek, British Columbia, and he had to use the back of a motion sickness bag to jot the verses down. I reckon that's really great. And the second tune is an instrumental. It's a tune called Crowberry. And John Rochman composed this tune on a quiet winter's evening. He said the melody took shape pretty quickly, though he didn't write anything down on a motion sickness bag. Crowberries are native to coastal British Columbia and Alaska, good for pies and jellies and extremely high in vitamin C. So it's quite healthy listening to this instrumental. Here's John Rochman and the Jaybirds.
Bucket of rust, sold everything that we had and left that hole of dust. Days were hot and the timbers they were too. The drone of the tar on a hot black tar would put a spell on you. Traveling the road west, traveling the road west. It's a dry, hot, dusty road where you ain't gonna get no rest. Ain't gonna get no rest, boy. Ain't gonna get no rest. Head for the western shore. Such hard traveling we never had seen before. 4 days on 66 and we lost a tire and two. Spent 2 days in the Texas sun with the nothing left to lose. Traveling the road west, traveling the road west. It's a dry, hot, dusty road where you ain't gonna get no rest. Ain't gonna get no rest, boy. Ain't gonna get no rest. Different tune, too many hands, so little work and never enough food. Memories come flowing back with the images of the past. Well, I pity the poor and the homeless and pray that they will last.
It's a dry, hot, dusty road where you ain't gonna get no rest. Ain't gonna get no rest, boy, ain't gonna get no rest. Traveling the road west, traveling the road west. It's a dry,
just about time to finish with my Back Porch Bluegrass show for this session. Hope you have a good start to the 2026, and join me again next week, same time, same place, and we'll have another bash of bluegrass for you. Let's listen to, keep listening to Crowberry, eh?
Want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.